The patchwork of childcare options in central Illinois has left many gaps that parents and guardians struggle to fill every day. In part two of GLT's series on childcare issues, we look at the biggest gaps and learn about the organizations trying to help. Andy and Brianne Anderson pay $140 a week so their daughter, Brooklyn, can go to an in-home daycare in Bloomington while they work full-time. It's $560 a month, about $7,000 a year.
We're a middle-class family. We pretty much live paycheck to paycheck. So, you know, the cheaper you can get it, the better it is, but you also want the quality as well.
Andy is a plumber. Brianne is an administrator at a nonprofit. They live in Atlanta, just south of Bloomington. They don't get any help to pay for childcare. Like many middle-income families, their household income is above the eligibility limit for the state's child care assistance program. So they're doing it on their own.
We just knew it was one of those things that we had to do. And so I think a lot of people can identify with that and the fact that when it's more of a need than a want, it gets priority.
Childcare's high cost and low level of government assistance are among many gaps in the Central Illinois childcare marketplace. These gaps may not always financially ruin families, but they make everyday life a challenge, as according to more than a dozen GLT interviews with parents, daycare providers, and childcare experts. Public K-12 education is financed almost entirely by the public sector through taxes and available to all children. Yet early childhood education involves substantial family payments. Many see room for improvement in the state's child care assistance program. To be eligible for partially subsidized child care in Illinois, Family of Four would have to make less than $46,000 a year. And even then, they'd be responsible for some sort of income-based copay. It could be as high as about $400 a month. Most pay between $100 and $200. The Illinois Department of Human Services says there are around 670 families in McLean County that get those subsidies, averaging about $650 per month per family. But that's often less than the full cost of care. It would cost Illinois parents who put a four-year-old and an infant in childcare about $1,300 per month for an in-home option, or almost $2,000 for a full childcare center. That's according to Childcare Aware of America's 2018 study. Dan Harris is executive director of the Illinois Network of Child Care Resource and Referral Agencies, or INCRA.
The state subsidy amounts, like in other words, what the state in effect pays a provider, is below the market average for much of the care, the majority of care provided throughout the state. And so that makes it difficult for parents.
Little Jewels Learning Center's operations director, Mary Beth Lowry, says only around 15 or 20 of their 300 families are receiving state assistance.
It's hard to get for families to get that state assistance sometimes. They might make, quote unquote, too much for the state, but they're barely making ends meet. They're working, a part-time job, and they're in school, and they just need that extra help with their childcare expense, too.
So how much would it cost to properly fund a new child care model in the U.S.? It would require about $48 billion in new public sector funding annually, according to a 2018 report from the National Academies of Sciences, Engineering, and Medicine. It found a lack of harmonization among current financing mechanisms is leading to gaps in early childhood education. Their big overhaul would make it so families paid either no fee or an amount they could reasonably afford based on income, and it would pay early childhood education workers more. For Bloomington Normal parents who work full-time, there's another gap that needs to be filled literally every day, before and after school care. Locally, YWCA McLean County and Normal Parks and Recreation tag-team that need by offering low-cost before and after school care at several places around the community. Senior Director Melissa Breeden with the YWCA says they've got 350 kids who benefit from an after-school curriculum that includes mentorship and homework help.
It ties directly into our mission because we help to empower moms and dads to continue to work. We also work with foster families. We want to make sure that the children stay safe and that they're getting the best experience possible both before and after school.
With over 600 kids and 80 staff, Normal's before and after school programs are a bargain. After school care is currently just $21 a week per kid. Normal also offers scholarships for low-income families to cut the fees in half. But there are capacity issues. Marjane Gassemi of Normal told GLT she's tried repeatedly to get her two older kids into the after-school program at Grove Elementary, but she said she's failed repeatedly to win the lottery that determines who gets the 100 spots at Grove. Instead, Gassemi pays a college student $150 a week to watch her older kids after school.
Honestly, with the school program, I don't understand why there's a limit, a number limit.
Normal Parks and Rec Director Doug Damery says it's a facility issue. Normal's before and after school programs are hosted at 8 Unit 5 schools. And Damery says they don't have any more physical space to expand. 6 of the 8 sites are at capacity. And at Grove, where Gassemi's kids would go, there were 30 families on the wait list as school began last fall.
It's not so much a budget problem as much as a facilities problem. We use the school sites, and the school really size of the school and the size of the rooms that we have access to kind of dictates how many kids we put in those schools.
Melissa Breeden says the YWCA programs generally don't have capacity issues, with one exception, infants. Many on the front lines of Bloomington Normal Child Care agree that infant care is a growing need.
We have one infant room, so that can be challenging filling that up. Once it's filled, it's filled. We can't move children up unless they're ready and they're at the appropriate age.
Katie Stell Martis owns Katie's Kids Learning Centers with 2 locations in Bloomington Normal. She says she sees a lot of preschools popping up, especially faith-based ones, leaving infants as a gap.
We've added an additional infant room to one of our locations and eliminated one of our preschool rooms because the need really was for infant quality infant care.
Infant care is among the most expensive for parents. In Illinois, it costs around $13,000 to place an infant in a child care center on average, according to the Child Care Aware 2018 study. That's the same amount as tuition and fees at a state university. Here's Dan Harris with that state child care referral group.
It's a problem if you're looking for infant care and to find a high-quality provider that meets sort of higher standards of care, or even just any provider that will care for your infant. There's waiting lists at most places, and it's a challenge to find a spot at any price.
Fixing child care is a monumental task, but we've done it before in bits and pieces. The Normal Parks and Rec and YWCA after-school programs are prime examples, and new solutions are emerging locally. After seeing a need for after-school programs for kids with special needs, YWCA and Unit 5 recently teamed up for a new after-school program at Colleen Hoos Elementary, a special needs hub for the district. Here's Melissa Breeden with the YWCA.
One thing about this community is it's saturated with child care programs, and I'd like to think ours is number one. However, there's so many different options that I think when you are a parent that has a child with special needs, it's easier for you to bounce from one to another instead of getting to the root of what the issue is and how to help that child.
Heartland Community College is attacking another unmet need. Evening care. Last month, Heartland launched a new evening care program for students with school-aged children. For $30 a week, Heartland students taking evening classes can drop off their kids between 5 and 9:30 p.m. They do their homework and other activities while mom and dad go to class. Director of Continuing Education Angie Coughlin says one story in particular demonstrates the need.
I met with a student a couple of years ago who was interested in our dental assistant program. And she was excited and really wanted to participate, but childcare was the barrier for her. And she had a 6-year-old. She couldn't leave in the evening and didn't have a place to take her. So she ended up not enrolling in the program, which was unfortunate. And there are other stories, many other stories like that. So we're hoping with this program that we can eliminate some of those barriers and provide necessary supports for our students.
That's Angie Coughlin, Director of Continuing Education at Heartland Community College, one of many places in town helping parents meet child care needs. GLT's series on child care continues tomorrow with what are the best big ideas to fix this broken child care system, and how might that play out in Central Illinois?